Future Echoes. This is an SOS distress call from the mining ship Red Dwarf. The crew are dead, killed by a radiation leak. The only survivors are Dave Lister, who was in suspended animation during the disaster, and his pregnant cat, who was safely sealed in the hold. Revived 3 million years later, Lister's only companions are a life form who evolved from his cat and Arnold Rimmer, a hologram simulation of one of the dead crew. I am Holly, the ship's computer, with an IQ of 6,000, the same IQ as 6,000 PE teachers. A corridor in the ship. Lister is booming around on a three-wheeler.
Lived an old plutonium miner and his daughter, Clementine.
Stops in front of a food dispensing machine.
Yes? Can I help you?
You've got a lisp.
Yes, I know. The lisp malfunction has been reported to the Scudders. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Can you give me a bacon sandwich with French mustard and black coffee?
The dispenser hums and produces a pair of gumboots.
Your vocabulary unit's not working either.
Yes, I know. Sisaldo has been reported to the Scudders. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Can you just try and give me a black coffee?
I'll certainly try.
Produces a bucket.
That's a bucket.
Sorry.
Rimmer comes jogging along the corridor, wearing singlet and shorts, singing something inanely cheerful.
Warning, Lister. How's life in hippie heaven, you pregnant baboon-bellied space cookie? What's the plan for the day, then? Slopping in the morning, followed by slopping in the afternoon, then a bit of a snooze before the main evening slop. God, you're a disgrace to the species.
Turns around and jogs off out of sight.
Good morning, Rimmer.
Rimmer jogs into the mess room and stops.
Clock stop.
Checks his watch.
6:47, not a bad little time for the mile. Pity I was only doing the 300 meters. Still, I had that conversation with Lister, knock 4 minutes off for that, and I stopped to have a rest so I wouldn't look too shagged out when I went past him. Knock that off and I've broken the world record. Well done, Rimsey, you're fitter than you thought. Holly, give me a clean uniform.
9:47 a.m., Arnold.
No, a clean uniform, you idiot.
Look, I'm rather busy at the moment.
No.
Holly sighs, and Rimmer is suddenly wearing a clean uniform.
Ah. And give me a crew cut, Holly. I'm beginning to look like one of those Hell's Angels.
Arnold, we're going to hit light speed in 24 hours. I have to guide a ship the size of a city through speeds never before encountered in the human sphere of experience. I'm not a combination of the speaking clock, Moss, Brass, and Tweezy Weezy.
Holly, a hologram I may be, but I'm still the highest ranking technician aboard the ship. When I say do something, you do it. Understand, you stupid jumped up Philifax.
I'm a what?
You heard. Just get on with it. Very short.
Okay, Arnold. Rimmer suddenly has a spectacularly ridiculous looking beehive hairdo.
Have you done it, Paul?
Yes.
A crew cut. And it's very short.
Yes, Arnold.
As my father always said, shining clean boots and a spanking short haircut and you can cope with anything. He said that just before that rather unfortunate suicide business.
Rimmer marches off. Lister and Rimmer's captain. Lister is taking stuff out of his locker and packing it in a box. The cat is eating and looking at Lister's slide collection on a wall monitor.
Ah, now that one's me with Jim Bexley Speed. He played with the London Jets Zero Gravity football team. He was roof attack. As you can see, he was really thrilled to meet me.
In the picture, Lister is grinning like a maniac and Jim is staring at him with a "Who the smack is this Burke?" expression. Changing pictures to one of an ugly individual bearing a vague resemblance to Lister.
Who's that guy?
That's me grandmother. She brought me up. She was a great old lady. I got expelled from school once cause she nutted the headmaster when I came bottom in French.
Changes pictures to a spacescape.
Wow, that's nice.
That's just the Jupiter Rise. Everyone takes that.
Changes to a close-up of an ugly bull terrier with part of a man's coat in the background.
Who is that?
That's me dad. That's the only picture I've got of him.
He's your father? No wonder you're so ugly.
No, that's his dog, Hannah.
Dog? What's a dog?
It's just a pet.
Ugh, oogly.
He starts to claw at the screen.
Listen, you go and get your stuff and let me pack mine, okay? Will you do that for me?
This dog, he better not be around here anyplace, cause if he is, I may have to chase him.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know how big they are? They're about 18 foot long, and they've got teeth as big as your leg.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I may have to chase him anyway.
He goes to leave and backs into the door.
Ugh.
Spins round and looks cautiously out into the corridor before leaving. Lister notices something wrong in his goldfish tank.
Oh, Lennon. Look what's happened to McCartney.
He goes over to the tank and grabs one of the fish. He holds up to his ear and shakes it, then bangs it on the table a couple of times and listens to it again. Finally, he uses a screwdriver to pry it open. We now see that it's mechanical and make some ham-fisted adjustments.
Solid mechanical engineering.
Closes it up and drops it back in the tank, where it starts swimming around.
Hey! Perfection! And they said you was a waste of money.
Rimmer enters. The cat follows him in and walks around him, staring at his ridiculous haircut. Lister is busy packing and doesn't notice.
What's he looking at?
Who?
That idiotic cat!
Rimmer, what have you done to your hair?
Polly did it.
Why?
Because I ordered him to.
It looks ridiculous.
It may look ridiculous to you, Lister, but I like it like this. It makes me feel like a man.
Yeah, and you'll probably get one looking like that.
There's nothing wrong with short hair, Lister. It gives a man a sense of dignity, a sense of discipline.
Rimmer, have you seen it?
I don't need to see it. I didn't get this haircut to look good. This is a haircut designed for action, not pouncing around in. It may be a bit severe, a bit too green beret, but you are how you look, and I look.
He finally sees himself in the mirror.
Like a complete and total tit.
Holly. Holly.
This is a recording. I'm afraid Holly is busy at the moment. If you'd like to leave a message after the bleep, he'll get back to you.
Holly, this is Rimmer. Remember me. Rimmer. Arnold Rimmer. The poor goat you made look like Helen Shapiro. I'll see you toast on the fires of hell for this.
Did someone say they wanted toast?
Shut up.
To Lister, who has started packing again.
What are you doing?
I'm going into stasis. I thought Holly told you.
Stasis? What for?
Well, Holly said to go into it while we went through lightspeed, and then I thought, what the hell, why not stay until we get back to Earth?
Earth? But that's 3 million years away. You can't leave me alone for 3 million years, I'll go peculiar.
Starts patting his hairdo.
Holly, look, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. Can I please have my own hair back? Pretty please with sugar on.
I'll think about it, Arnold. Cut to the bridge. Lister enters, carrying a box of his stuff, followed by Rimmer.
Holly's supposed to have told you. I thought you didn't mind.
Mind? Mind? Why should I mind? 300,000 millennia alone while you're in suspended animation. I'll be fine. I'll do that crossword book that should kill a couple of centuries.
Holly'll switch you off until we come back out.
Even better. Switch me on, switch me off, like I'm some battery-powered sex aid.
Oh, come on, Rimmer, don't give me this.
Don't give you what? I'm dead, Lister, or hadn't you noticed?
I know you're dead, Rimmer, don't whinge on about it.
Sorry to be a bore.
I mean, you're everything you were when you were alive. Same personality, same everything.
Apart from the minuscule detail that I'm a stiffy.
Look, Rimmer, death isn't the handicap it used to be in the olden days. It doesn't screw your career up like it used to.
That's what they say, Lister. But if you had two people coming for a job, and one of them was dead, which one would you pick?
It depends which was better qualified.
Bull Pants! When was the last time you saw a dead newsreader?
Channel 27 have a hologram reading the news.
Oh, groovy funky Channel 27. Big's making deal. You live these haga steadies.
Rimmer, if I'm gonna go back to Earth, I'm gonna have to go into stasis. It's gonna take 4,000 years just to turn around. You can't do a 3-point turn when you're this close to lightspeed, you know.
Oh really? And where did you read that, the Labibert Book of Astronavigation?
It happens to be true.
I know it's true, Mogo. I have taken the astronavigation exam 9 times. 10, if you count the time I had my spasm.
Rimmer, you'll only be turned off until we get back to Earth.
Where you won't need me, so I won't get switched back on.
They might be able to cure you. They've probably made great advances in that while we've been away.
Oh, yes, I expect they cured death the instant we left Earth. I expect doctors' surgeries are packed with the dead. Hello, Mrs. Johnson, take one of these 3 times a day, you'll soon be living again. Carol, next corpse please.
Well, they might.
Yes, Lister, they might, if the Earth hasn't blown up.
Or the ants haven't taken over.
Well, you'll be in your element if insects are in control. You'll probably get a decent job at last.
Lister picks up his box and goes to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll probably run for government.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll probably even make it as a male model.
Lister leaves.
Git.
External shot of the ship, then cut to Lister in their cabin. He's freshening himself up, which for Lister means reaching under his t-shirt to scratch with one hand and spray under his arms with the other.
to Ganymede and Titan. Yes, sir, I've been around, but there ain't no place in the whole of space like that good old toddling town.
Picks up another spray can in his free hand and sprays his face.
Oh, Lunar Sith.
He suddenly realizes that he's spraying his face with underarm deodorant. Cautiously reaching under his shirt, he discovers that he's been spraying shaving foam under his arms. He scrapes off a handful and slaps it on his face.
Lunar City 7.
You can't sing, you know.
And you can you?
Oh, just because I'm a toaster, I'm tone deaf.
Well, go on then.
Welcome to the Starlight Ballroom. Hey, start singing, fly me to the moon and let me.
Lister walks over to the toaster and bashes it on the top. It stops singing.
Lunar City 7.
Cut to the ship in space, although we can still hear Lister's singing in the background. Suddenly there's a loud bang and everything changes color to a red blur on white space. Cut back to the captain, the color distortion is still there, but quickly fades back to normal. Lister looks around wildly in surprise.
What was that?
11:14 ship time, Dave.
No, Holly, what was that flash?
We've broken the light barrier 22 hours early.
Oh.
Resumes shaving.
Is everyone alright?
I can't do it. I can't cope. We're going at the speed of light. Meatball's gone.
Holly, is everyone alright?
No, I'm not. I thought I could navigate at light speed, but I just can't wrap my head around it. Suddenly looks to one side. Gordon Bennett, that was a close one.
Holly, what's the problem? You're supposed to have an IQ of 6,000, aren't you?
Look, we're traveling faster than the speed of light. That means, by the time we see something, we've already passed through it. Even with an IQ of 6,000, it's still brown trousers time.
Can I help?
No, it's alright. I'm getting the hang of it now. Left a bit, straighten her up. I better go. He fades out. Lister continues shaving in front of the mirror and singing again.
To Ganymede and Titan. Yes, sir, I've been around.
He suddenly realizes that his image in the mirror isn't following his movements properly. He stops and stares at it. His image continues shaving. After a moment he turns away and doesn't notice that his reflection has cut its chin.
Rimmer. Rimmer.
As he turns back to the mirror, his reflection turns away and shouts something. Rimmer comes running up behind it. The real Lister whirls around, but Rimmer isn't there on his side of the mirror. Eventually he turns back to the mirror, where Lister and Rimmer are holding a conversation. The real Lister starts shaving again, keeping a close watch on the mirror.
To Ganymede and Titan. Yes, sir, I've been
Suddenly realizes he's cut himself on the chin. Shouts.
Rimmer.
Rimmer runs in.
What? What is it?
Did you see anything really weird in that mirror?
He stares at it blankly for a moment.
Yes, you ugly goat.
No, it was really odd.
What was?
Oh, nothing. Forget it. Doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter?
Nothing. Forget it. It doesn't matter.
Lister, have you been at that marijuana gin again?
I said forget it. It doesn't matter.
Fine. Well, if you have any more problems with nothing and things that don't matter, just scream out my name hysterically and I'll come running.
A corridor. The cat is wheeling a rack of clothes along and meets Lister.
This little kitty went into stasis. Yeah, this little kitty stayed home.
Ooh, what are you doing?
I'm doing what you said do.
I said, take a few essential basics you couldn't bear to leave behind.
Right, these are all I'm taking. Just these and the other 10 racks. Travel light, move fast.
You can't take all of this. There's no room.
Okay, then I'll leave.
He rummages around in the rack.
This.
He pulls out a small red handkerchief.
I'll just have to do without it.
You can take two suits and that's it.
Two suits? Then I'm staying.
You can't stay. By the time I come out, you'll be dead.
Two suits is dead.
Lister walks away.
Hey, if I cut off my leg and leave it behind, can I take three?
Make several attempts to hold up three fingers. Cut to the bridge. Lister calls back to the cat.
We're going into stasis in 10 minutes. I'll meet you in the sleeping quarters.
Rimmer enters the bridge through the far door.
Yo, Rimmer, look, I've been thinking.
What?
You know, about going into stasis and everything.
How did I do what?
Rimmer walks into the middle of the room, and Lister realizes that Rimmer isn't looking at him, but at an empty spot in the air. Throughout the following conversation, Rimmer continues ignoring Lister and talking to thin air, while Lister is continually looking around, trying to figure out what Rimmer thinks he's talking to.
What do you mean, how did I do what?
Lister, don't be a gimpoid.
I'm not being a gimpoid.
I've just been in the library, thinking. And I've decided-
He stops as though he was interrupted, although Lister hasn't done anything.
Shut up. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, I've decided, when you go into stasis, I want to stay behind. I want to be left on.
What? On your own for the rest of your life?
What things? I said what?
What's going on?
You're space crazy.
I'm space crazy. You're the one who's...
waves his hand in front of Rimmer's face. Rimmer doesn't notice.
Space crazy.
Well, it probably is deja vu. It sounds like it.
Rimmer shakes his head and leaves the bridge through the new door. As he leaves, a second Rimmer enters through the far door. Lister is staring after the first Rimmer and gets the shock of his life. Well, one of the shocks of his life when he turns around and sees the second Rimmer.
Rimmer.
He calms down a little.
I've just seen you walk out of that door.
Rimmer is now talking directly to Lister.
What?
How did you do that?
How did I do what?
You just this second walked out of that door.
Lister, don't be a gimpoid.
I swear, on me grandmother's life, as you walked out of that door, you came in this one.
I've just been in the library, thinking. And I've decided...
Rimmer, I'm telling you...
Shut up. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, I've decided, when you go into stasis, I want to stay behind. I want to be left on.
As he says this, Lister realizes that he's heard all this before.
Rimmer, you've just come in and said exactly these things.
What things?
You said that.
I said what?
And that. You said that.
You are space crazy.
And then you said, well, it probably is deja vu.
Well, it probably is deja vu. It sounds like it.
Well, go on then. Shake your head and walk out.
Rimmer shakes his head and walks out. Lister runs after him, after quickly checking to see that the third Rimmer hasn't entered. A corridor. Rimmer is walking along it, Lister running after him.
Rimmer, listen. Will you just listen?
The cat runs past them in the opposite direction, holding one hand to his mouth in pain.
My tooth. My tooth. I think I lost my tooth.
Cat, wait. Rimmer, listen.
Lister and Rimmer's captain. The cat is fishing in the goldfish tank with the tea strainer. Lister and Rimmer enter.
I'm going to eat you little fishies, I'm going to eat.
He suddenly notices Lister and Rimmer.
I was just making sure your fish were okay. I wasn't going to eat them.
He just walked past us.
It must be something to do with Lightspeed.
Holly, what's going on?
It's Lightspeed, I bet you.
Is your name Holly?
Is your name Hank?
Holly.
Mm?
What is going on?
Look, I'm a 10th generation AI hologramic computer, I'm not your mom.
Yes, fantastic.
What do you want this time? A hand with your homework? Or would you like me to sew little name tags in your PE kit?
Holly, watch my lips. What is happening?
With the mirror and the cat and everything.
Oh, that. You're seeing future echoes. Didn't I explain this to you?
What are future echoes?
How simple do you want this?
Ah, so Lister can understand it.
Oh dear.
It's difficult, I know.
Well, we're traveling faster than LS, right?
What's LS?
Light speed.
Smartars.
Consequently, you're catching up with things you're about to do before you've actually done them.
Ah, so you're seeing bits of the future?
Yes.
See, I told you it was light speed. You should have asked me.
Can they see us?
Of course not. Use your loaf.
So, wait, are you saying that the cat is going to break his tooth sometime in the future?
Yes. I didn't think you wanted it this simple.
Hey, ain't nobody gonna break my tooth.
How long is this going to last?
Until the reverse thrust takes effect and we drop below light speed.
Suddenly noticing something on Lister's bunk.
What's that photograph?
That's me and Frankenstein, isn't it?
No, the one with the babies.
The photo shows Lister grinning madly and holding two babies.
Babies? I've never seen it before.
Ah, Holly, is this what you call a future echo?
Yes, of course it is. Bozo!
Two babies? How do I get two babies?
They all look at each other. A corridor. Lister runs into two of the scutters. One is holding a piece of paper in its claws.
To Ganymede and Titan. Yes, sir, I've been around, but there ain't no place in the whole of space.
He notices the scutters.
What's this, guys?
He takes the paper and reads it.
Don't go into stasis. Please don't leave us with Rimmer. I'm sorry, guys, I've got to. We need you.
The scutters begin banging their heads on the wall.
I mean, there's nothing for me here. I want to go back to Earth. Oh, don't do that. I mean, I don't care what it's like, it's got to be better than this. I don't care if the dolphins have taken over and all the people are in the human bingitarium, you know. I just want to find out.
Suddenly there's the sound of an explosion. The corridor shakes and Lister falls over.
What was that?
He jumps up and runs off. Several shots of Lister madly running along corridors and up and down stairs. The bridge.
Rumor is there, Lister runs in.
What was that?
Brace yourself for a bit of a shock, Lister, but I just saw you die.
What?
I did warn you to brace yourself.
You didn't give me much of a chance.
I gave you ample bracing time.
No, you didn't. You didn't even pause.
Well, I'm sorry. I've just had a rather nasty experience. I have just seen someone I know die in the most hideous, hideous way.
Yeah, me.
You were fiddling around with the Navicomp.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know how you die?
No. Was it quick?
Well, I wouldn't say it was super fast. Not if you count the thrashing around and the agonized squealing.
You're really loving this, aren't you?
What a horrible thing to say.
It was definitely me.
Oh yes.
I don't want to know. How old did I look?
How old are you now?
25. How old did I look?
Mid-20s.
Smack. I'm not ready. I'm not smacking ready.
You did seem surprised.
Ah. Did you actually see me face?
You were wearing a hat, but it was definitely you.
Well, there you go. I won't wear a hat.
Snatches the one he's wearing off his head and stuffs it in a pocket.
Then it can't happen, can it? I can live without a hat.
Lister, it has happened. You can't change it any more than you can change what you had for breakfast.
Hey, it hasn't happened, has it? It has will have going to have happened and happened, but it hasn't actually happened and happened yet, actually.
Poppycock. It will be happened, it shall be going to be happening, it will be was an event that could will have been taken place in the future. Simple as that. Your bucket's been kicked, baby.
Says you.
Says me and Albert Einstein, thank you very much. Albo and I happen to agree on this one. It's called the theory of relativity.
Alright, okay. Right. The cat broke his tooth in a future echo, right? Now if I can stop him breaking it,
can't be done.
Then I can stop me from dying. Now, how would the cat break his tooth?
Rumor begins humming the dead march and miming carrying a coffin.
He'd be eating something. Eating something hard. My robot goldfish. Eating my robot goldfish. Holly, where's the cat?
He's just going into your sleeping quarters, Dave.
Oh, smacking hell.
Lister dashes off. Rumor dashes after him. Lister and Rumor's captain. The cat enters.
Yeah. I'm back. Feeling good. How am I looking?
Pulls out a tiny hand mirror and uses it in the wall mirror to examine the back of his head.
Good. You know, I wish I was someone else. Then I could kiss me. I think I'll investigate.
A quick look around the room, then goes over to the fish tank.
These. I just ate. But one little fishy. Yeah.
Starts singing.
I'm gonna eat you, little fishy.
Pulls out two slices of bread and the strainer and starts fishing around in the tank.
I'm gonna eat you, little fishy.
Eventually he succeeds in pulling out one of the fish. He puts it between the slices of bread.
Yeah, I got you. I'm gonna...
Just as he's about to bite down on it, Lister dashes into the room, knocks the fish sandwich out of his hand, and wrestles him down onto the table. The cat's head is knocked against one corner. Lister picks up the fish, overjoyed.
I got the fish. I'm not gonna die. I'm not gonna die.
Hey, you crazy monkey, you creased my suit.
Suddenly realizes there's something wrong with his mouth.
My tooth. I think I lost my tooth.
He runs off into the corridor. Lister is horrified. Rumor walks in, still looking smug.
Lister, allow me to be the first to offer my commiserations.
You're really, really loving this, aren't you?
Come on. Death isn't the handicap it used to be in the olden days. It doesn't screw your career up the way it used to.
You're right. There's always some good in every situation.
Grabs a bottle of whiskey and takes a swig.
Absolutely, Lister. And in this case, you're about to do the largest splits you'll ever do in your life.
I get blown up then?
Bits of you do.
It's not fair. There's loads of things I've never done. Like I've never had a prawn window. And I've never read a book. And I wanted to have a family. And I wanted to have loads of practice in the things that you've got to do to get a family.
Holly, I'd like to send an internal memo. Black Border. Begins to Dave Lister. Condolences on your passing away. What's that poem? Now, weary traveler, rest your head, for just like me, you're utterly dead.
Emergency. There's an emergency going on.
What is it, Paul?
Takes another swig of whiskey. There's an emergency, Dave. The Navicomp's overheating, and I need your help in the dry room. Rumor is excited.
Ooh. Come in number 169, your time is up. Okay, what was I wearing?
Have that jacket and that red t-shirt.
Lister pulls out his hat and replaces it on his head, then yanks a hefty length of piping off the wall.
You said yourself, I can't stop it. Let's get it over with.
Ah, Lister, what's that for?
Points at the pipe.
I'm going out like I came in, screaming and kicking.
You can't whack Death on the head.
If he comes near me, I'm gonna rip his nipples off.
He leaves. Lister walks down the corridor, brandishing the pipe and looking determined. Dry room bridge. Lister cautiously peers around the doorway. There is a menacing hum in the background.
I'm afraid it can't cope with the influx of data at light speed. Dave, could you hook it up to the drive computer for me?
Lister picks up a small computer and carries it over to the main console, which is malfunctioning badly, spitting out showers of sparks. He cautiously plugs it in, then closes his eyes and starts flipping switches. The background hum gets louder and higher pitched, and Lister screws his face up a bit more with each switch.
6, 5.
Rimmer peers around the doorway, holding his fingers in his ears and grinning maniacally.
4, 3.
Sticks his free finger in one ear.
2, 1.
He flips the last switch. The noise and sparks stop. Everything returns to normal. Lister gradually realizes this and grins with relief.
I did it. I'm not gonna die. Ark.
He yells in pain and drops out of sight. The cat jumps up from where he's pulled Lister down and yells,
Ark! Dark attack!
Quick external shot of the ship, then cut to Lister and Rimmer's cabin. They walk in. Lister is jumping up and down like a maniac. Rimmer looks disappointed.
I don't know why you're so chirpy.
I'm not gonna die. I'm not gonna die.
For how long? It'll probably happen tomorrow or Thursday.
Maybe it's not going to happen at all.
It was you. I saw you. I'm sure it was you.
Suddenly they both notice that Lister's bunk is occupied. It's an old man, recognizably an aged version of Lister. His right arm is mechanical, his left hand holds a bottle of beer.
Hello, Dave. This is me. I mean you. I mean, I am you. This is you, age 171, Dave.
Uses his bionic hand to pop the cap off the bottle.
I know you're there, because when I was your age, I saw me at my age telling you what I'm about to tell you. You've got to tell you when you get to be me.
Thank heavens you've still got all your marbles, Lister.
Shh, I've got to tell you about Bexley.
Who's Bexley?
I was always going to call my second son Bexley, after Jim Bexley's kid.
Your second son? What were you going to call your first son?
Jim. After Jim Bexley's kid. It wasn't you Rimmer saw in the dry room, it was Bexley. Rimmer, you saw me son die.
Never mind this tot, what about me, old man? What happens to me? Do I become an officer?
Rimmer, I'm going to have two sons. Isn't it fantastic?
But one of them dies.
Yeah, well, everyone dies. You're born, and you die. The bit in the middle's called life, and that's still to come. Go and get your camera. You haven't got much time. Get your camera and run to the medical unit. Run.
Lister hastily rummages around in his junk for the camera.
What about me? What happens to me?
He can't hear us, Rimmer. He's from the future.
Ah, but if I ask you now, you can remember it, and when you get to be him, you can tell me.
Boss thinking. Rimmer, you wanted to know what happened to you?
Yes.
Well, come closer.
Yes.
Come closer still.
Yes.
Closer still.
Yes.
Lister too suddenly laughs and vanishes.
You got.
Turns to the original Lister.
No, you goit.
Lister runs off.
You're all goits. I'm surrounded by goits. Holly, you're a goit.
I'm a what?
You heard.
Cut to a corridor just outside the medical unit. Lister is fiddling with his camera.
What's happening, Hall? Are we going to see my funeral or something?
Look, the faster we go, the more into the future echoes are. And now, since we've just started to slow down, the future echoes are nearer to the present. Clear?
No.
Tough. Rimmer arrives. He has another ridiculous haircut. This time he looks like one of the monkeys.
Wait a minute. I don't understand how you're supposed to get two sons without a woman on the ship.
Neither do I, but it's going to be a laugh finding out.
The door to the medical unit slides open, and another Lister not noticeably older than the real one walks out, carrying two crying babies.
I can't see you, but I know you can see me. I'd like you to meet your two sons. This is Jim, and this is Bexley. Oh, stop crying and say cheese, boys.
Lister 3 grins for the camera, and Lister 1 snaps the photo. Cut to a close-up of the photo against a backdrop of stars. The end. Well, that was a good one. We met the toaster, and that's only the start of his dreadful singing. I'm planning to release one of these every week, and it'll be on the unofficial Deck Talk homepage whenever there is one. I do have a life, contrary to popular belief, so if an ep is late, I apologize. You can get to the Deck Talk homepage. This is not what you type, but how it sounds. www.freelists.org/webpage/decktalk. You can email me from there or join the Deck Talk mailing list, where the text files of the episodes are sent when released. You can also download the MP3 versions from an FTP archive. Go to the address above for more info. Ciao! Sean R. The End.